Welcome to the Balanced Working Moms podcast. I'm Rena Musha, and I'm so glad you're here. If you're a busy mom like me who's juggling all the things, you're absolutely in the right place. Because in this podcast, you're going to learn secrets on how to live your life so you feel so much more balanced. Welcome to our episode today. Always so exciting to have you here. I love this time. I love talking to you. I can't even tell you what a great mood it puts me in. It's indescribable. You need to have your own podcast. It's so hard to explain how talking in a room alone, but you don't feel alone. You feel like there are people with you. You're having a great time. It's like I can feel your energy. It's so great. It is so great. So thank you for being here. Thank you for keeping me company and for listening. So I'm not just talking into an empty room. You're on the other side. You're hearing the message. So good. So good. And I want to tell you that the other day I had a massive to-do list. Massive. Like, I'm not kidding. Massive. Kind of like I have every single day, just like you have. First, there were the things that I had written down. Things like, I need a new pair of prescription sunglasses. So I wrote that down. And then there's the internal things, the things that are there for a long time. You know that list? You know it. Things that you don't have written down. They're kind of internal and they just move around your brain. Things like clean the craft room, organize the photos, things that you don't actually ever get to, but they bother you. Don't you hate that second list? Don't you hate this? I called it the internal list. Don't you hate that? That first list is bad enough, but that second list, that's going to make you crazy if you're like me, make you nuts. It's full of what I call energy leaks. And those are things you have to do, but you don't often write them down. They're the some days, someday I'll get to it. Maybe someday I won't, whatever. So the other day, I had this massive to-do list with both of these types of to-do lists. Because I have to tell you, everybody on this planet has both of these types of to-dos in our brain. So I have all this stuff rattling around my brain, and then I have a day off. No clients, no work. I decide to take the day completely off. And then I did something that's a dream come true to moms. And I had been intending to use that day to conquer my to-do list, the written list, not the non-written list, because that would just make me crazy. But that was my plan. I have a day off work. I am going to conquer my to-do list. But you know what I did instead? Instead, I'm like, the heck with that. Instead, I decided to throw it out the window. Forget about the list. I stayed in my PJs and I pretended like it was 1995. Like I had no kids, no responsibilities, nothing I had to do. I went really crazy with this. And I even decided to eat whatever I wanted to eat instead of my usual routine. So, not that I went crazy, but I'll tell you what I ate. So for breakfast, I had avocado toast with a fried egg. Yum, yum. I put on there purple onion, tomato, sprouts. It was so delicious. I'm getting hungry even telling you. But it's a lot of work to make this breakfast. A lot of work. So I don't usually do that. But on this day, I told myself I could eat whatever I wanted. And you can see from just how the day went, how I was treating myself, I didn't even think about my to-do list even once. I didn't look at it. I decided to put it aside and I took a walk with the dog. I read. Like I said, it was like 1995. I don't even think I went on the internet. I just really wanted to relax my brain. And it was perhaps the best day ever, the best day. And like you, a day that I very rarely do, I can't remember the last time I did anything like that. Because even my weekends, I usually start them out, let's say Sundays, I start out in the morning with intense working. That's usually when I prepare a podcast. So I'm not usually sleeping in on Sunday. And I love this. I love this routine because no matter what happens the rest of the day on Sundays, you know, things sometimes don't go as expected. I've gotten some really important work done first thing. So I usually feel great. But I don't take off many days. Like I said, even weekends. So to have a day off felt so nourishing. But this episode is actually not about taking a day off. I have other episodes on that. Go in the archives of this podcast and look for the word retreat. But this episode is not about taking a day off. It's actually about your to-do list. Because the next day, after taking a complete day off and purposely doing nothing productive, I had such an epiphany, you know, because my mind could think again. That's the advantage of resting. You can think. But the next day, here's what I thought about. I was thinking about back over the years and my to-do list and the types of things that are on my to-do list. And also the types of things that take the longest to get done. And I realized that for most of us moms, the things that aren't getting done, it's really okay. I thought about it and I thought of examples and I thought, what stuff usually does not get done, you know, timely or maybe even ever? And I'll give you an example. So it's been almost a week since I took that day off and I still haven't ordered those glasses. So there's an example. My craft room is a mess. It's an absolute disaster. We got a new printer and the box is out, the new ink. My kids did an art project because they got excited over the new printer and it's everywhere, all over the floor. And here's another example. So I have this huge painting and I've been meaning to hang it up for months, and it's just sitting there. Actually, it's in the craft room, on the craft room floor, and it's just been sitting there. So here are three examples I just told you. These things that I haven't gotten to in days, weeks, or months. And let me ask you the biggest question I can ask you. And it's the question that I want you to ask yourself. And it's a very impactful question. Are you ready for it? Are you ready? What could the question be? It's only two words. It's probably two of the most important words you could ever say to yourself. And the question is, so what? So what that I don't have the new sunglasses? So what that my craft room is an absolute disaster zone? So what that that painting is just sitting here for months? So what? When you take a step back and you look at all these to-dos that are causing you all this stress, so what? So what? I would guess that for most people who listen to this podcast, the to-dos that aren't getting done for them, for the most part, are usually not the most important thing in the world. You know, yeah, maybe there are a few people who are really late on their taxes or, you know, we all do something. But for most of it, it really doesn't matter. But you know what does matter. You know what does matter? Your relationship with your kids, your partner. Another thing that matters is your physical health. Or what about your emotional health? That's also really important. So it really got me thinking, these two words, so what? And I thought, what would actually be a problem if I dropped the ball on it? And I just gave you an example, taxes. But I was thinking, maybe if I forgot to pay a bill for like months on end, or if I never did any kind of exercise, you know, I'm not talking about skipping a day or skipping a few days, but if I never took care of my physical health, I never walked, I never did yoga, or if I never took time to relax, to chill out, that wouldn't be okay. Then I'd say, so what? Yeah, I would have something to answer. But I want you to think about it, because what are those few things that you cannot drop the ball on? And please keep this list very small. Don't let that perfectionist in you take over, because if you think about it, it's really not that many things. It's really things that involve your health, your relationships, and the bare minimum you need to do to keep your household running. Like I said, your bills, the grocery shopping so your fridge isn't completely empty, food on the table. But other than that, for the most part, the things you're not getting to, yeah. So what? So what if you haven't organized the photos in 10 years? So what if your kids have messy rooms? So what if you haven't had a haircut in a while? Like, you'll be fine. And here's the ironic thing. Here's the thing that makes me crazy. Or the thing that I actually love. I haven't figured out which one yet. Maybe a little bit of both. But when you genuinely adopt this, so what? When you genuinely adopt that attitude, things actually seem to get done so much faster. And it's so ironic. And like I said, it'll either make you crazy or you'll love it. You'll love it. Because when you let go of this tension, this feeling of, I'm so behind, I'm a terrible working mom, I never get to things. Once you let go of this pressure and you're not beating yourself up, then it's so much easier to get things done. And I have to tell you, so I did my day off, my day of doing nothing on a Thursday. And on Friday, I was a machine. I got so much done. I couldn't even believe it. I was like, who is this person? Because by letting things go and not being upset about it, by being okay with taking a break and knowing it's okay if my to-dos don't get done, that freed me and made me want to do it. I was so energized. I'm like, I got this. So on Friday, I went with the flow and I enjoyed that energy of doing, because that's a fun energy when you're in the mood and you're getting things done and it doesn't feel like you're pushing yourself and making yourself do things. I love that energy. And now it's a week later, like I said, I'm back to my normal routine, but a little different, because I'm here with a gift. And that gift is that as I go about my day, and yet again, I don't get to everything that's on my to-do list, I'm going to remind myself, yeah, so what? So what? So what if it didn't happen? The world isn't going to come to an end. And you know what? To me, that permission to let things go and to try again another day, to me, that's what balance feels like. And what I'd love for you to do right now is pause and think to yourself, of all the things on my to-do list, which ones will be just perfectly fine if I don't get to them? If you don't clean the room, if you don't make the fancy dinner, if you don't get the laundry put away, think of all the things you didn't get to, and then think, which ones are more important to me? Which ones are more important? And for me today, doing this podcast actually feels very important. Feels very important. I really want to do this today. And it also feels important to me to go on a walk. Another thing that feels really important is that a friend of mine just had surgery, and it feels really important to me to make her family a meal. So these are the three things I'm going to be focusing on today. And if I don't get to other things on my to-do list, yeah, so what? So what? I am going to feel great going to bed knowing that I did the most important thing. Hopefully, I did this podcast that inspired you. I took care of my body and my mind by walking, and I did something beautiful for a friend, which you know I think is so important because it shows our children how we should do things when they're older. And everything else I don't get to, so be it. So be it. Okay, so now I'm curious. What energy do you have now after listening to this episode? What energy are you being left with? I suspect you may be telling yourself, so what, the rest of the day? And I love it. I love it. I think it's such a great energy to help you feel more relaxed and calm. And if you haven't already, definitely download my free course on balance. I have it linked in the description because it's simple things like this that create better balance. You know, most times it's not about changing your whole life. It's not about a whole life makeover. It's just a simple attitude shift. Or maybe it's a two-word simple sentence that could just shift your whole perspective for your day. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day today, and I'll talk to you next time.